Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. In baseball, the Padres were shut out by the Giants last night 2-0. Left-hander Madison Bumgarner threw six no-hit innings, cooling off the Padre bats. Tyson Ross was in trouble early, gave up just two runs. San Diego failed to capitalize on four San Francisco errors. Game two of the road trip series tonight. Andrew Cashner, with a 1-4 record but a very respectable 2.65 ERA, goes against Ryan Vogelsong. Dodgers got beat by the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3. Ryan Braun's broken bat single, game-winning hit in the eighth, the difference maker. Milwaukee jumped on the LA bullpen for three runs in that eighth inning. Dodgers-Brewers tonight, Zach Greinke 4-0 with a 1.93 ERA starts against Milwaukee's Matt Garza. Angels lost to Seattle 3-2. Felix Hernandez goes to 5-0 on the season. Nelson Cruz, Logan Morrison, Seth Smith all hit solo home runs with the M's. Halos Seattle tonight. Garrett Richards starts against James Paxton. Angels make a roster move, calling up young catcher Carlos Perez. They're releasing veteran catcher backup Drew Butera. On the baseball scoreboard, the Diamondback-Rockies game was rained out last night. Houston's 10-game winning streak is over. Rangers nipped them 2-1. Cardinals rally. The Cubs blew a 5-0 lead in the first inning. Mark Reynolds' grand slam home run in a comeback 10-9 St. Louis victory. Jeff Francoeur, an RBI double, an RBI triple. Philadelphia surprised Atlanta. Ian Desmond, two-run home run. Washington over Miami. Rookie Joey Butler, two-run home run. Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox. Boston's lost four straight. Yankees knocked out by Toronto. Russell Martin pinch hit, RBI single wins it. R.A. Dickey allowed just one run in eight innings. And Minnesota, victory over the Oakland A's. Torii Hunter with a three-run home run for Minnesota. Stephen Vogt had a grand slam home run for the A's, but in the losing effort. Milwaukee named Craig Counsell as their manager after firing Ron Renicki late Sunday night. White Sox players are gone public with a vote of confidence with their troubled manager Robin Ventura, who started the week with an 8-14 record. Baseball has suspended Blue Jays veteran coach Brooks Jacoby 14 games without pay for a violent confrontation and bumping incident with umpires in the dugout after a game against the Red Sox last week. Major League Baseball's announced a change in the rules involving draft picks because of what the Padres got involved in with first-round choice Trey Turner. MLB now says if you draft a player in June, you can trade into another club a day after the World Series ends. Under the old rule, Turner, who was supposedly sent to the Washington Nationals, is still playing in the Padre farm system. NFL football Chargers general manager Tom Telesco said the club did a background check on offensive tackle Lael Collins of LSU, but was not willing to risk a late-round draft pick on him till police finalized the murder investigation involving his ex-girlfriend. Chargers deny that season ticket base is faltering. They say the reduced pricing packages that they've implemented have allowed them to sell a bit more of season tickets. They say they're 4,500 ahead of this time last year. Meanwhile, New York Jets have fired their pro personnel player director plus five scouts a day after the draft ended. Philadelphia has fired their director of pro personnel, Rick Mueller, and also their college scouting director. Tampa Bay's announced it won't pick up the fifth-year option on the contract of oft-injured running back Doug Martin. Seahawks are not picking up the fifth-year option on linebacker Bruce Irvin, and Dallas won't pick up the option on oft-injured cornerback Mo Claiborne. Chicago Bears have signed ex-East Carolina free agent quarterback Shane Carter. Amongst the other recognizable names who were undrafted and signed contracts yesterday, Jacksonville picks up Auburn quarterback Nick Marshall. New England winds up with Michigan quarterback Devin Gardner. Washington Redskins have signed ex-Washington State passing star Connor Holiday, who broke his leg last season. Meanwhile, Buffalo has signed Division I-AA passing star Cam Thomas from Western Kentucky. Cowboys have signed ex-USC wide receiver George Farmer. Raiders have signed ex-Nevada Reno quarterback Cody Fajardo. Eagles have signed wide receiver Devontae Davis from UNLV. And the Steelers have signed Tyler Murphy and record-setting quarterback from Boston College. On the veteran player front, the 49ers have signed free agent linebacker Philip Weaver, a former starter at Miami. Colts have released veteran kick returner Josh Cribbs, and the Raiders, in a bit of a surprise, releasing veteran wide receiver James Jones and former Aztec linebacker Miles Burris. NBA basketball, the Clippers beat the Houston Rockets on the road last night in a stunner, 117-101. Matt Barnes, Jamal Crawford hit back-to-back threes to blow the game open in the middle of the fourth quarter. Blake Griffin, 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists. The Clippers won the game without star guard Chris Paul out with a hamstring injury. Rockets scored just one basket in a 12-possession stretch, allowing the Clippers to go on a 12-0 run. Other playoff game, the Cavaliers were upset at home, losing to the Chicago Bulls. Paul Gasol, Derrick Rose combined for 46. LeBron James was shut out. No baskets in the final 6 minutes of the game. In fact, Cleveland had just three baskets in its final 16 possessions. Bulls lead that series 1-0. Tonight, Golden State hosts Memphis, game two of their playoff series in Oakland. Washington goes for its second straight win in their playoff series against Atlanta. Steph Curry of the Warriors got 100 first-place votes to run away for the NBA MVP balloting. James Harden of Houston was second with 25. LeBron James got only 5. He finished in third place. NHL hockey, Anaheim Ducks, game 3 of their playoff series tonight at the Saddle Dome in Calgary. The Ducks lead the Flames 2-0. Minnesota tangles with the Blackhawks. Chicago leads that series 2-0. Last night, goaltender Braden Holtby, 30 saves. Washington Capitals stunned the New York Rangers again, a 1-0 shutout. Caps lead that series 2-1. And the NHL New Jersey Devils have been to just one playoff series in the last 5 years, say that Ray Shiro is taking over as general manager. Former GM with the Pittsburgh Penguins in Ottawa, Lou Lamoriello goes upstairs. He'll remain as president of the team. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.